All right. Hi, I'm Meg. I'm a food and sugar addict. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And would someone time me and let me know when I have 2 minutes? Okay, you'll hold up two fingers. Good. Anyway, I am a two-timer in OA. I'm going to give a very brief before what got me here and where I am today. I first joined April 1st, 1985. I was 26 years old. I was in OA for about 5 years, in a relationship, gave my program up, went back out into the food for 14 years. At that point, I got up to 260 pounds that I know of, or what's known as, in fact, hang on a second. I didn't do the 260. I think that was like 60 kilograms. And I've released 120 pounds or 54 kilograms, and I now weigh 140 pounds, 63 kilograms. So I guess I'd be 117, 118 kilograms. I was. I was born a compulsive eater. I was eating sugar, and when I babysat, I'd eat shelves of food, and I just couldn't stop. I made money young, spent it all on food. Just could never get enough. After I left OA the first time, didn't really understand sponsorship. I mean, the meeting I was at, we didn't really get sponsorship and so on. And and I just got lost and left. So 14 years I was in relapse, 14. I dealt with acid reflux where I'd eat so much at night and I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I couldn't breathe. I mean, I would be gasping for breath. And then I would suck on sugar flavored antacids. I mean, so I'm adding more insult to the injury. My knees hurt. I hated myself. And I know you all get this. I mean, the hate was so vicious, and I was angry. I was a vicious gossiper against those people who I felt were all against me, which was probably about, I don't know, 98% of the world. I mean, even those people I didn't know, I knew that they hated my guts. So I was going to hate them first. I'm going to be a hater. And I also grossly underemployed myself. So then I was always complaining I never had money. My bosses never understood me. They didn't understand all my intelligence, and just on and on and on. So I was a really good victim. And I really started seeing, food masks our trauma. Food masks all of the things that the wounds that I have, the things that are not my strong suits. Flaws. We're all flawed. I mean, So anyway, I was working at a company, and there was a woman who was very heavy, and also her behavior was very erratic. And over a period of time, I saw that she was losing weight. And but more than that, she was more calm. So I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" She goes, "Well, I go to this thing called Overeaters Anonymous." And I said, "Yeah, I know all about that. I did that. And I got it figured out." She's like, "Well, no, it's really cool. If you want to come, I go this night or whatever." Nope, not interested. So then, I don't know, maybe a couple months later or whatever, she's like, "How are you doing?" And whatever. "Oh, yeah, I'm fine, fine." And she's like, "I really love it if you came to a meeting with me." And I'm like, "No, not interested. I don't need this. I've got it all figured out. I have it all figured out at 260 pounds as I'm sucking all my Diet Cola and all this stuff." So the third time she came up to me, and I said, "Good God." I said, "You act like you're working on commission. It's like I'll do whatever." But the thing is, I'd been putting up SOS signals to the universe saying I need help, and here she came. So I finally went on June 14th, 2004, and I surrendered. I just said, "I can't do this anymore. I just can't." The next week, I found a sponsor right away because I went in with a different mindset that no, I don't have my act together and I can't do this alone. And there's no shame in this. I can continue to kill myself, or I could do this. I'd even had heart murmurs and, all of that. So I started going to meetings, and in that first meeting, it's like I felt like I was home. I was super defensive because I felt super defensive. You know, I mean, I had that mindset of the world is out to get me and they're all thinking I'm an idiot and I'm crazy. And it's like, well, I was crazy. I go figure. So anyway, the one thing, like I said, I did differently. And two, when I was in OA part one, I did a lot of overexercising for part of it. I was going to be the next Ms. Minnesota in the Olympics, bodybuilding. I was way into bodybuilding, but, you know, on turbo drive. And anyway, so I went to my meetings. I got a sponsor right away and I did service right away. I took the key to the building because for a year. Because I knew that would keep me there. Stuff like that keeps me there. I'm not saying I was always happy about it. I'm sure there were some grumbling moments, but I also knew right away what foods I could eat and what I couldn't, you know, and started working the steps again. And, you know, and I look at overall, what is it that keeps me here? So I've been abstinent, you know, one day at a time for 19 years. Currently, my food plan, thank you. Currently, my food plan is I eat as a vegan. I eat a plant-based diet because that's what works for my body. But a couple years in program, my cholesterol rates were very, very high. And I thought, but I'm eating healthy. I'm not eating sugar and fried and all that, you know, party carbs out there. But I was eating, drinking so much diet soda and sugar-free this and sugar-free that. And she said, you know, that's what's killing your liver. My cholesterol reading was 230, and those in the States, it shouldn't be over 200. Even that's considered high. And so we talked and she said, you need to give up the artificial sweeteners. And I was doing it and other things. And I mean, just to give you an indication, and again, I hear this in the rooms, it's okay to do this, but I was drinking 18 to 24 cans of diet soda a day. And I was doing a lot of chewing. And then I also had other stuff. So, I mean, I'm an addict. I am an addict, critical level to the bone. So anyway, then I was told you might want to consider giving up wheat because my body couldn't digest it. I had trapped gas every single day of my life. I gave up wheat. And within 1 week, I was like, oh my God, I didn't know life could be this good. And then a year later, the night before I'm going to get my cholesterol tested, here's where I know if I'm ever questioned, if I'm an addict still. My thought was, if my cholesterol doesn't go down significantly, I'm going to start drinking my diet soda again. Isn't that sane thinking? So I took my test. It went from 230 down to 162. Thank you. So what do I do today? I do service. And I know everybody hears that and whatever, but you know what? That's step 12. What am I doing to get the word out to the still suffering eater? And if the person's already in the room, they've already been 12-stepped. That's not my job. They're in the room. I will reach out to them. I work all the tools. I sponsor. I have a sponsor. I have a food plan. I have an action plan. I do all of this. And, you know, and I use all of the tools to practice my steps and I learn how to live differently. So now that I put the food down, it's like I had to face everything else. I was a financial debtor. I had quit smoking right before then. And then I had to look, I was chronically disorganized. And I'm not saying that these are all sins or flaws or whatever. I did not like living that way. So I needed to change and I wanted to change. And over the years, that's how I've changed. And I've learned to keep my mouth shut more instead of wanting to talk about someone else. And I'm still consciously working on that because when I get into those old behaviors, then I want to eat. I don't ever, 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 ever want to go back out in the food ever again. I remember what those 14 years were like. And hell doesn't even have, I can't even hold a candle to it. And who I was. I'm glad I was never on a reality show that I could look back at my behavior because I would probably be put on suicide watch because I would be so disgusted and appalled. But I can have memories to know that the life I have now, I have a better job, I have the best boss in the world. I went from the best boss in the world to another best boss in the world. Who knew? Who knew? So I was able to be present for when my dad got into recovery from another addiction, and I was able to be there with him when he took the last breaths of his life. So, I mean, I just look at all the miracles that have occurred in this life, and I'm sure my 2 minutes are up. So with that, I pass. And thank you.